Welcome to the Third City Podcast. My name is Brandon Rubin, parent, educator, and aspiring everythingologist. It is a story of a fictional future for kids and families where the process of its creation involves your participation. So bring your attention this way and enjoy. Everything's in there, somewhere.
This is Brandon the Blue Smith coming to you live from the Banana Ship Pirate Radio WEWE 22.2 on your dial. It's a beautiful day out here on the Sister Sea, blue skies from dusk to dawn. For those of we out there in Third City who are still a little confused about exactly what's going on, you should know that if you're hearing this feed, you're in the right place. We're so happy to have you and we need your help. Now, since they run Third City, most of what you're going to hear from we might sound a little surprising, maybe even unbelievable. So we'll try to break it down piece by piece over the next few episodes. We estimate the year is 2222, and after all the issues of the last few hundred years, things have changed dramatically. The world has shrunk and the continents have reconfigured back to Pangaea. They have control of the world, which is basically one big city. We call that Third City. And from space, it kind of looks like a target. Concentric circles, paradise in the middle, the largest sector, garbage. Outside of that, consumer space, and then water. You're most likely listening from garbage deep in the gray field. Now, you might find this hard to believe, but the real state of things is 100% color. Now in Third City, color is only where they allow it, mostly in paradise. And on the plus is covering your walls, sidewalks, eyeballs, and skies. Official they policies that they built the Silver Dome to keep out the toxic rays of the sun and keep cancer rates low, but we have access to their internal documents stating otherwise. They really want control of color for the sake of the attention economy, as well as for the people to keep people from their roots, whatever color we may be. It's hard to be green when you can't be seen. So we have dubbed the Silver Dome the Gray Field. Next time we'll talk more about what's really going on in Third City, but let's get back to our story. When we last left Jimmy Beat, he was looking up at Felix the dog, surprised, since he was only at Dr. Freeze's office just seconds ago. Jimmy B could tell he was on a boat due to the rocking motion back and forth. He had been on a boat in paradise before, so he knew what that was like. His hand felt the wood below and he could hear the sounds of the ocean and what we would identify as seagulls in the distance. The wooden floor was rough, like you might get splinters, but the blue sky was bluer than he'd ever seen. It was his first blue sky. There were a few wispy clouds and the sun was brighter than under the gray fields, yellow instead of a dull gray. A big purple paw came down from a shadowy figure standing above him. Felix the dog, bro. Let me help you up. Wow, Jimmy said. Are you one of those hybrids I've been hearing about? A real dog man? But Felix the dog just ignored him. Yeah. Welcome to the Banana Ship. You must meet a new host. Host of what? Jimmy said. Well, the Banana Ship is really the WE communication hub. Earth brand Planet Peace. We run all our podcasts, infinite disinformation campaigns, recruitment dreams from here and from our moon quarters. I got a message in my Blink feed that a new host was coming from Third City for Pirate Radio. Jimmy B looked totally confused. I was just at the doctor's office. The new free doctor in Third City? It's coming back to me now. It's all kind of blurry. I was there, I wasn't feeling well, and there was a problem, an emergency. I don't remember what exactly, I just remember it was frantic. Something about a sneaky serpent, a smokestack, a swimsuit, and then, oh yeah, the doctor was worried. So he told me to vocalize. There was a countdown, and then I was blacked out, and then I was here. Felix was flabbergasted. You vocalized in Third City and ended up here? I guess that's what's happened. So you must have gotten to the space clock. Jimmy B said, I don't remember a space clock. Wait a second, said Felix the dog. You were in Dr. Freeze's office? I thought you said you were in Third City. I was in Third City, said Jimmy Beat. But Dr. Freeze's office is in the School of Wishes, and no one gets into his office, at least not in this generation. No, I was at his office with the Lion in Third City. For free medical care, we don't have insurance, and we got a note about a free doctor. The Lioness was with Dr. Free in Third City together, and you saw them both? Yeah, the nurse and the doctor, they were trying to help me. Felix the dog could not believe his ears. Maybe this was the new host and he didn't know it yet. He was early. He must be a special one. Felix wondered if this Jimmy Beat was one of the bluish people they were always talking about. Listen, Felix said, you must be tired if you're really telling the truth. I don't have a reason to think why not. Why don't I take you down to the sleeping area you can rest? The fishing boats are coming back, and things will be hectic until sundown. You can get a good night's sleep, and we can figure out what to do with you in the morning. Felix felt a pulse in his feed. It was a note directly from Dr. Free, a rare occasion for a dog man. But the message was clear. Hold on to Jimmy Beat. Make sure he rests until the morning, till we can figure out what to do with him. Jimmy thought sleep was a great idea, but he remembered his mom. Felix the dog said, look, I'll call your mom. I'll tell her something. We'll tell her that you needed a problem, you had to see a specialist, and that we'll get you a ride home in the morning. Jimmy Beat looked a little worried, but he didn't really have much energy left inside of him, and he went down to go to sleep. Felix the dog picked up the phone and called. Hello, Mrs. Beat? Yeah, this is Dr. Felix. Yeah, we have your son. We think he's fine. Oh, yeah, you did take him to Dr. Free. The free doctor? Yes, there will be no charge. Oh, me? Oh, I'm a specialist. What do I specialize in? Oh, I specialize in tonsils. We may have to take out his tonsils. We're going to do some tests. Oh, yeah, that's true. We haven't taken out tonsils in a long time, but your son has an old soul, Mrs. Beat. Yeah, an old soul. You know what that is, don't you?
I want to send a shout out to Bubby and to Lady Braya Shlita for positive feedback. Please, other people, get back to me, rubenbrand@gmail.com or 248-925-0924. You can send me a text message or call me or WhatsApp. It's a beautiful Friday afternoon, Erev Shabbat, the eve of Rosh Chodesh Elul. It's an auspicious time in the Jewish calendar for growth and change as the summer wanes. So everyone should be blessed to do the tshuva and make the growth and change in their life that they need to make. The podcast is now in various podcast outlets like Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and all the other ones. I don't know what they are. The app I'm using right now is called Anchor, which allows me to use some intro and outro music, which I'm picking things that are relevant from old mixtapes from years past. And today is Van Morrison, Into the Mystic, which you can only hear if you're listening to it through Anchor. So please let me know what you think. And the last thing I wanted to say is I settled on a format where I'm going to start with the fictional character Brandon the Bluesmith giving you some background about the world of Third City, as if he's on the Banala ship speaking to you, as if you were part of WE, the Worthwhile Endeavor, and then transition, and then the story of Jimmy Beat and his travels and his journey, and then an outro like this, and we're going to end with... try to end with the same thing every week, that everyone should be blessed. We have a Reuben family motto. Three pillars of the Reuben family are: you should be happy, you should be safe, and you should be special. So everyone should be blessed out there to be happy, to be safe, and to know that you're special.